Yo, what up? Welcome to another episode of the Oakland Warriors podcast. I'm Patrick, flying solo. So real quick, the Warriors finally signed Dario Saric, a free agent for the veteran minimum. It took about a week. It feels like that was imminent when free agency started, but all the Dame Lillard chatter about him wanting to get traded from the Blazers seemed to be a hold up in a lot of ways. Maybe he was hoping to follow Dame to Miami if that were to go through, but it looks like that process was probably going to take too long for Saric. And according to reports, Steve Kerr, the Warriors organization, some of the players as well, reached out to Saric to get him to finally sign on the dotted line. And this is huge. I was on the Bleacher Report app earlier this week giving a live stream take on what my offseason grade for the Warriors is. And at that point, before Saric, I had given them a B. But now I give them a B plus, right? I mean, looking at this roster, they did what they needed to do. They signed Draymond, and then they moved Jordan Poole and some of the young guys for Chris Paul. So what Saric brings is what the Warriors need. They needed another big, right? I've talked in the past how the Warriors, their archetypes for bigs are the Andrew Bogut, Zaza types, then the JaVale McGee types, and then the Bielitsa types. And Saric, of course, falls more into the Bielitsa type, a stretch big who is, you know, as long as he's healthy, is to me just a better version of Bielitsa and does a little bit of the Otto Porter Jr. from the four and five position. And it's just good to have a legit playable big to eat up minutes in different looks and lineups. He played with Chris Paul, and I think that that's going to be a big deal in terms of chemistry and his passing, his rebounding, even though it's come back down to earth a little bit in the last year or two, and just his overall sense of the game and feel for the game. I think it's something that the Warriors and Steve Kerr are going to have a lot of fun with. Again, all this with the caveat that he'll be healthy. He's coming off an ACL from a couple years ago, but I think is a huge addition. He's the guy that all of us, all Warriors fans, wanted. It's been seven, eight days of waiting for this to finally come to fruition. And so, you know, looking at the Warriors roster, it's Steph, Clay, Andrew Wiggins, Draymond, Kevon Looney, Chris Paul, Gary Payton II, Dario Saric, Moses Moody, Jonathan Kuminga, Corey Joseph, Pods, and then Trace Jackson Davis. That's 13 out of 15. The Warriors never go full 15. So they have one more slot available to them. And I'll be honest, I think that they need another big. I've said in previous episodes that my ideal offseason for bigs would have been to get Saric and then Mason Plumlee, but of course he stayed in LA on a better deal. I think he got like $5 million a year for maybe 1 or 2 years, but that was never going to be really on the table for the Warriors. So I think what the Warriors need now that they got their stretch big is somebody who can just body guys. But right now I don't see anybody that is like, oh, go get him, because he's exactly what they need. So most likely they'll wait, see if anybody comes available, do some scouting, see what happens in training camp, and keep some flexibility on the roster moving forward. But, you know, to me, this is a huge get and puts them, you know, up there in the Western Conference even more. I've talked about how looking at this Warriors roster right now, if and this is my kind of feel for it, my prediction, if Jonathan Kuminga and Moses Moody both kind of break right and they continue to improve and show what they can do, and Steve Kerr actually plays them and the vets trust them enough for Steve Kerr to play them, then this team is potentially looking better than the 2022 title team, you know? And if you think about it, that's not saying too much. That's not going too overboard, I don't think, because in my opinion, it's like, you know, that team, they were healthy at the right time and they clicked and they excelled and they had some you know, choice opponents along the way, you could say. Unfortunately, though, the rest of the league, especially the West, is much better on paper, at least, than the West that the Warriors beat that year. And not to take anything away from the Warriors, of course, but it's just more beefed up at the top of the food chain in the West. So it'll be interesting. And as I've said, this race to the playoffs and then to the finals, it's going to be so much about health, because a lot of these Western teams are pretty veteran heavy, you know, besides teams like the Nuggets, the Kings, and the Grizzlies. I mean, the Lakers, the Suns, the Clippers, if they ever get their act together, the Warriors, very veteran heavy. And so they'll be really, really managing those minutes. So again, guys can get hurt this year, because that's just how the cookie crumbles, especially with this group of players. But if they can manage all that, if they can get good chemistry, and if they can just stay in the top four in the West up until the end of the season, and then make that push, and then really, really just gel and start clicking and hitting their peak again in March, April, and then make that playoff push, then I'm liking what they've been doing here. So, you know, props to Mike Dunleavy Jr., the Warriors organization, and the vets for getting Saric to finally commit. And then also just, you know, the vision that Mike Dunleavy has. Again, this looks like a team that can really, really compete as long as they're healthy. And then if it doesn't work, if too many guys break down and it just falls apart, the wheels fall off, then potentially next offseason you can free yourself up from Chris Paul's contract, is $30 million, and then get Clay on a cheaper deal for longer. Or, you know, if he wants, you know, he can move on. So the Saric thing is really, really going to be fun to see him in different lineups and different looks. Him playing with Chris Paul, him playing with Chris Paul, Jonathan Kuminga, him playing with Steph and Draymond and Looney out there, just giving them a legit stretch big. The dude shoots 36% from three, shot 39% from three last season. Bielitsa, Otto Porter Jr., they were so helpful a couple years back. And then, you know, Jamichael Green, he just was not it. I thought he could have been when he got signed last summer, but he clearly was not that dude. And Dario Saric, as long as he's healthy, is just more skilled. He is overall just a better fit for this Warriors team, because he fits into one of those archetypes that the Warriors have always valued in their championship run. So great stuff, and looking forward to more. And yeah, offseason grade, B+ so far. Good stuff. All right. Well, that is another episode of the Oakland Warriors podcast. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Feel free to hit me up on Twitter at Patrick E. Pino or at Oakland Warriors. Check out our YouTube channel where you can watch this episode, youtube.com/Oakland Warriors. Check us out at oaklandwarriors.com, and be sure to tell your fellow Warrior fan friends to tune in and listen. The Oakland Warriors podcast is produced by National Film Society. And if you're so inclined, please do leave us a 5-star rating on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And if you want to leave us a nice review saying good stuff about the show on Apple Podcasts, that would be hugely, hugely appreciated, and it would be very, very helpful. Thanks. That's it.
Music in this episode provided by Paper Sun. Special thanks to Paul Amardo for production support. See you next time.